The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to the Lord.
At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain, and sat down there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, for fear they may collapse on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied, "and a few fish." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets full. The Gospel of the Lord. There's so much going on in this gospel scene that it requires, I think, some kind of lens through which to look. It could be any series of lenses. I mean, there are so many layers, so many nuances on it. I think that the safest journey through to look at how we are to understand the passage and what we're to take away from it is to look at the first reading from the prophet Isaiah. And we don't have, I think, what we would expect to have, because here in the Gospel of Matthew, we hear that they brought to him the lame, the blind, the deformed. And Jesus cured them. The mute were speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, the blind able to see. This is direct prophecy of Isaiah. This the blind will see, the lame will walk, that right, and the lame actually will leap like stags, or you know, this great biblical imagery of captives being set free, the people experiencing fullness of human life and healing and wholeness and the rest. But we don't get that passage in Isaiah in our first reading. Instead, we get the rich food and choice wines. And you say, well, of course, because we have the multiplication of loaves and fish to satisfy the crowd. But I would say even more than that, the first line, "On this mountain, the Lord of hosts." Right? This is a prophecy of Mount Zion, that when Israel is Israel at last, the nations shall stream to Israel, shall come to Israel, shall come to Mount Zion in order to receive the blessing that was promised them as of old, the blessing that would flow through Israel to all peoples. Okay, so this is it. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts. And what do we see in the Gospel of Matthew? But Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain, and sat down there. Okay? That's not the connection, though. It's not the connection, because what happens is the crowd is fed not from Mount Zion or the mountain. The crowd is fed from Jesus himself. Jesus is the mountain. Jesus is Israel as Israel was always intended to be. Jesus is the place to which all nations will come to receive the blessing of God. And not just Jesus, but his faithful followers. Because Jesus creates in himself a new nation. When he takes up the call of Israel, he enables his faithful followers to be the new Israel that is to bring to life the blessing of God for all peoples. And that's, if we have eyes to see it or ears to hear it, that's what we see happening in the gospel passage. Because it's not simply that Jesus, that the crowd is following Jesus, he's fulfilling, by the way, these are messianic prophecies. So there's no distance between where we are today and the Advent season as we await the newborn King of the Jews, or as we await our Lord's, the King's, return in glory to firmly and finally and fully implement his glorious kingdom. We're not far from that at all. But here, where they bring him the walking wounded, as it were, or they're not walking at all, he's healing them. But the crowds being fed to satisfaction doesn't simply come from his hand, as though they bring all the people to him, and he says, "They look hungry. Here you go. There you go. Have it." Right? It's not. It's here. It's a saving work that is accomplished through his faithful followers. Because what is it? What's on offer? They bring themselves. They bring their meager offering to Jesus. They bring their offering that will fall short to Jesus. Right? They bring their less than adequate selves. They bring their less than adequate offering to meet the needs. Right? Less than adequate to meet the needs. They bring their less than adequate offering to the Lord. And he makes of it an adequate meal. He makes of it a meal that will have the people experience salvation. Some share in salvation. Some share in the blessing that God wants to give. But he works it through his faithful followers. That's it. That's where we find ourselves today. Now, maybe you prefer to find yourselves, if you're feeling particularly like a victim today, then you may I can hear Wade. Do you know it's like, I have to measure myself. If you feel like, I mean, look, there are times we kind of lick our wounds, you know. I don't think it's really the right place to be, but if you find yourself there, then bring yourself to Jesus, because there's healing power in his touch. Yeah, we're not deformed, at least that badly. We're not lame. We're not blind, right? But we may be wounded. We may be hurt. We may feel broken. We may feel without hope. But find yourself in Jesus, because he's hope incarnate, right? He is love in the flesh, and he wants to love you into new life. He wants to have the new creative power that's at work in him. He wants to take root in you. So bring yourselves to him. Like I said, if you're feeling in some measure like you're left out, or you're lost, or you're whatever that negative self-talk is, by the way, you have to cut that out, but whatever that negative self-talk is, bring it all to Jesus so that he can heal you and give you strength for the day. Yeah, but if that's not where you are, if you're in, you know, gung-ho discipleship mode, which is where we all are, I know, you know, I'm in that mode right now. We're all there. We want to be disciples. We want to be close to Jesus. We want to live for his purposes. We want to bring his love to life. We want to do what he's calling us to do. Right? We're missionary disciples. This is what we want. Then bring your inadequate offering to God, and he will fill you with his super substantial bread. He will fill you with the daily bread that you need to continue on in his service. There's a lot more going on here. I have to give you one more, okay? I have to do it. At the end, we hear they all ate and were satisfied. Satisfaction is a salvation word. Do you wake up today feeling satisfied? I don't really want to know the answer. No, I'm just kidding. This is almost going to go on forever if I wait for the answers. No, I'm not sure. What about the end of the day? Moment to moment throughout the day. Where is our satisfaction? Our satisfaction is in trusting and following Jesus. Our satisfaction is living for God's purposes, precisely because it's a salvation word. You will find satisfaction where you find salvation. Now think about the great panoply of counterfeit gods. Right? Think about everything that holds itself out to you, that if you partake in it, if you consume it, if you buy it, if you whatever, you'll be satisfied. And how often has that happened? It's what we call chasing a high, right? It's what we call trying to get back to what I thought that was. It's fulfillment stuff, but we don't get it anywhere except for Jesus. And we don't get it anywhere except for being fed by the bread of life. We don't get it anywhere except for being filled with the love of God made flesh for us in Jesus. And living as the particular embodiment of that love made flesh for the world, being caught up in the purposes of God, being caught up in the mission of God. And that's where we are today. Salvation. You are all seeking it. You're all still seeking it. I'm still seeking it. Where will we choose to pursue it? To which mountain will we stream for the blessing that we so desperately need, the blessing that we so desperately seek? The mountain of God, Mount Zion, Jesus, true pole of the earth. Stream toward Jesus in all things, at all times, and we too will be satisfied.